Voters in Alabama are heading to the polls today for the state's contentious Republican Senate primary runoff. Jeff Sessions, the former Trump administration attorney general and former senator, is running against former college football coach Tommy Tuberville, who has the endorsement of President Trump. And the winner of this primary faces Democratic Senator Doug Jones in the fall. For more, we have with us Andrew Yeager. He's a reporter at WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. And Andrew, let's start with Tommy Tuberville. Can you tell us more about what he's running on?
Well, in a word, it's Trump. He's touting his endorsement by the president. He says he supports the president. He repeats the same sort of things that we've heard from President Trump about building the wall or draining the swamp. And while he's generally a conservative candidate, he's really not talking about policy. And really, during this runoff, he's run a pretty low-key campaign. He's run ads, but not doing many media interviews, a few public appearances. And, you know, we tend to overuse football analogies here in Alabama, but, the sense is that he believes that he's ahead and he's just trying to run out the clock.
What about Jeff Sessions, who formerly held this seat before President Trump appointed him attorney general?
Well, Sessions has been talking about the same sort of issues that he's been pushed for years, while also tending to that ire that's coming from President Trump. And he's basically said, look, I know Trump is mad at me, but I did my duty by recusing from the investigation. I still support the president. And more so, I was supporting the Trump agenda before there was a President Trump. So he talks about things like a hard line on immigration or skepticism of free trade, a tough line on China. These are issues that Sessions has talked about throughout his career. He just hasn't had to do it with a figure like Donald Trump coming after him.
Yeah. And as you're mentioning, Sessions recusing himself from the investigation into Russian meddling in 2016. Let's talk a little bit about Democratic Senator Doug Jones. He's considered very vulnerable this fall. Can you tell us more about him, what this race will look like after this primary is over?
Well, we expect it to be a pretty hard-fought contest. Doug Jones has maintained that he'd be competitive against either Sessions or Tuberville, despite the fact that he's a Democrat in a very conservative, ruby-red state. He's got about $8 million on hand, so that does give him some ammunition in this contest. He started running TV ads last month talking about racial injustice, talking about the coronavirus pandemic, and sort of the underlying message being, he's there for Alabamians. So that's what I would expect from him, is more of that pragmatic appeal that he's the one that can get things done on the issues that affect people day to day, as opposed to a more partisan message that we've seen, certainly with President Trump.
Yeah. Quickly, with the 30 seconds I have with you, how is the pandemic impacting voting there?
Well, so far, the biggest impact really has been on absentee ballots. The number of those are up. Alabama doesn't have mail-in voting, and its absentee ballot rules are more restrictive than other states. So the Secretary of State's office here in Alabama said people could vote absentee if they have health concerns about going to the polls in person. Mm-hmm. And normally more absentee ballots would suggest, more interest overall. Mm-hmm. But the question is, are these ballots coming in just people who would otherwise go to the polls? So turnout's a huge question.
Yeah. Andrew Yeager with WBHM in Birmingham, Alabama. Thank you.
Thank you.